Hello, and welcome to the Mediterranean Marine Life Center audio tour. Begin outside the entrance of the information center. You will be guided through all sections of the center. Each section is labeled with a different number so that you know where to look. Section 1. This is a turtle nest marker used by the organization Archelon. It indicates that a turtle nest is below it. If you see one on the beach, please keep 2 meters away from the nest so you don't disturb the hatchlings. Section 2. Garakas, Daphne, Sicania, Crystal Beach, Marathon Issy, and Kalamaki are the 6 turtle nesting beaches in Zakynthos. Zakynthos once hosted 80% of loggerhead turtle populations to nest and hatch their eggs. Unfortunately, this figure is now closer to 20%. Mainly due to the tourism industry. This is why we keep track of false crawls, hatchlings, and turtle deaths. Section 3. This is a timeline of the center. The owner of the center, Yanis Vardakastanis, opened the original Turtle Information Center in 1993, focusing on protecting loggerheads and conservation through education. The Mediterranean Marine Life Center you see now opened in 2012 and aims to eventually become a turtle rehabilitation center. However, we are still fundraising to make this possible. Section 4. There are 7 different sea turtle species: loggerhead, Kemp's Ridley, green, leatherback, hawksbill, flatback, and olive ridley. Loggerhead turtles are the only species you will find in Zakynthos, and they are endangered, so we aim to help protect them. On your right, you will find a list of ways you can help while visiting the island. Avoid nesting beaches and stay on rocky areas. Do not go on turtle spotting tours. Wash sand off in our showers so it can be returned to the beach. Stay away from marked nests. Avoid using umbrellas in nesting areas. Section 5. This exhibition shows how some tourists use nest markers as umbrella holders, which can destroy nests. Turtle nests are only about 50 centimeters deep, and the eggs are around the size of ping pong balls. Section 6. The loggerhead turtle is a keystone species, meaning other species depend on it for survival. For example, they help control jellyfish populations and provide habitats on their shells for organisms such as barnacles, algae, crabs, and worms. Section 7. These images show beach violations. In some cases, hatchlings become disoriented and are found inland, such as in car parks behind Daphne Beach. This is commonly caused by artificial light from beach bars. Section 8. This is the nesting process. Mating season lasts from March until June. From mid-May to early August, female turtles come ashore to nest. They dig a 50-centimeter hole using their back fins, lay up to 100 eggs, cover the nest, and return to the sea. Hatching season begins in July and ends in early October. The eggs take around 2 months to develop. Hatchlings usually emerge at night and use the reflection of the moonlight on the water to find the sea. However, this period is extremely dangerous. Artificial light can cause disorientation. Daytime heat can kill hatchlings. Predators, including ghost crabs, prey on them. Walking on nests can compact the sand and prevent oxygen reaching the eggs. There are also threats to adult turtles, including boat strikes, fishing gear, and plastic pollution. Section 9. All 7 turtle species are at risk according to their conservation status. Loggerhead turtles can be identified by the 5 lateral scutes on their shell. Section 10. Loggerhead turtles get their name from their large head. They have a reddish-brown shell called a carapace, covered in strong plates known as scutes. Section 11. These are the nesting beach rules around Zakynthos Marine Park. No umbrellas are allowed in the sand. Please keep away from marked nests. Digging on the beach is not allowed. Please do not leave litter on the beach. No boats are allowed in protected areas. On your right, you can also see how conservation has often been ignored on the island. Before 1972, there was once a lake called Lake Macri, which was home to hundreds of flamingos. The lake was drained in order to build the airport and increase tourism. Today, flamingos are no longer found on the island. When you are ready, move to Section 12. Section 12. All seven species of sea turtle have very different mouths, each adapted to their diet. Green turtles have a short snout and a hooked beak. Leatherback turtles do not have teeth. Instead, they have sharp points along their upper lip. Hawksbill turtles have a curved beak with sharp serrated edges. Loggerhead turtles have a large and powerful jaw. Flatback turtles have a pointed head and beak for softer foods. Kemp's Ridley turtles have hooked beaks. Olive Ridley turtles have powerful beaks for crushing prey. When you are ready, move to Section 13. Section 13. Our ultimate goal here at the Mediterranean Marine Life Centre is to become a rescue and rehabilitation centre for loggerhead turtles. However, this depends entirely on funding, and we are still raising money to make this possible. When you are ready, move to Section 14. Section 14. All donations collected here go towards several important goals. These include recycling, public education, conservation work, and turtle rescue. Because there are no recycling facilities on Zakynthos, we pay to transport recycling materials to mainland Greece. We also fund sand saver showers, which help return sand to the beach and reduce erosion. Another important goal is public awareness, helping visitors understand how to protect nesting turtles. We also collect data on turtle activity and continue pushing for stronger environmental protection laws. When you are ready, move to Section 15. Section 15. A major threat to marine wildlife is bycatch and ghost nets. Bycatch refers to marine animals being accidentally caught during fishing activities. In some areas, bycatch can make up almost 40% of total catches. Ghost nets are fishing nets or equipment that have been lost or abandoned at sea. These nets continue trapping marine animals long after they have been discarded. When you are ready, move to Section 16. Section 16. The fish you see in these tanks have been rescued from polluted waterways. When you are ready, move to Section 17. Section 17. This board compares the total number of turtle nests with the number of successful hatchings. Sicania has the highest number of nests because it is the only nesting beach in Zakynthos with no public access. Girakas Beach once had far fewer turtle nests. However, because of worsening beach conditions in other areas, more turtles are now nesting there. When you are ready, move to Section 18. Section 18. This map highlights the six nesting beaches across Zakynthos Marine Park. Different protection zones exist across the bay. In Zone A, which includes areas around Sicania, Daphne and Girakas, no boats are allowed to enter or anchor between May and the end of October. In Zone B, boats are allowed to enter, but they must travel below 6 knots and are not allowed to anchor. Unfortunately, this is also the area where turtle spotting boats operate. These boats have been known to chase turtles and can sometimes injure them with their motors. This concludes the audio tour.